Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Iditarod Trail sled dog race's longtime head veterinarian, Stuart Nelson, died suddenly this week, race officials said on Thursday. It's not immediately clear what caused the 71-year-old Nelson's death, but early indications are that he suffered a sudden health event while on a run near his home in Idaho, said Iditarod race director Mark Nordman. Nordman, who was also the 1,000-mile race's marshal for decades, said he and Nelson had often worked closely for the 38 years Nelson was with the Iditarod, sometimes in difficult conditions and circumstances. Nordman described his friend as well-spoken and a true outdoorsman who was both good with people and stubborn, quote, which in his case is a great attribute to have. According to the Iditarod Trail Committee, the nonprofit that runs the race, Nelson was a graduate of the Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine who became enthusiastic about researching sled dogs as athletes and learning how to better care for them. Nelson was set to deliver a final report this week on three dogs that died during the 2024 race, said Nordman, who added that there was no reason to think Nelson's death was connected in any way to his research on the dogs. A quote from Nelson from the Faces of the Iditarod page says, "While I know that we all die, that our Creator has given us the opportunity to be here, that we must be the best stewards of our animal athletes that we can possibly be." During a ceremony held on Friday in the Southeast Alaska community of Cake, the United States Navy formally apologized for an 1869 bombardment of the Alaska Native Village. The Navy's formal apology was presented by Rear Admiral Mark B. Sakato, Mike Jackson, Transportation Director, Historian, and Chief Judge for the OVK Tribal Court, explained that this loss included totem poles. He introduced Robert Mills, a Tlingit artist and a lifelong resident of Southeast Alaska, who calls the village of Cake his home. He presented one portion of a three-segment totem pole that serves as a vignette of the naval attacks in Cake, Wrangell, and Angoon. The two-month murder trial of a Soldotna man concluded on Friday with a not guilty verdict. Soldotna resident Nathan Penrod was acquitted of all charges in the 2022 shooting death of fellow Soldotna resident and roommate, 29-year-old Zachariah Bowman. On March 29th of 2022, then 28-year-old Penrod shot and killed Bowman after an altercation at Bowman's residence that began with a dispute over Penrod's ex-fiancee, Carly Self. At the time, Penrod had been subletting a room from Bowman, and that morning he had discovered Self had spent the night with Bowman. After the shooting had occurred, Self called 911 and reported her ex-fiancé had shot her boyfriend. Dispatchers were later contacted by Penrod, who reported he had shot his neighbor after being threatened to be killed. According to the defense, during the altercation that ensued after Penrod discovered Self had been with Bowman overnight, Bowman threatened Penrod and said, "I'm going to kill you." Penrod then retrieved a pistol from his room and returned to find Bowman with a gun. At that time, fearing for his life, Penrod opened fire on Bowman. Bowman's body was later found next to a 22-caliber revolver. During the trial, the prosecution alleged that Penrod had planted the revolver.
The prosecution's theory was that basically there should have been more blood on the gun that Mr. Bowman had, and ultimately that the medical evidence, the testimony from the medical examiner showed that the amount of blood and kind of the placement of the blood was actually pretty consistent with our theory of the case.
That was Penrod's defense attorney, Andy Peavyhouse. Also, the defense demonstrated during the trial that given the time it would have taken Penrod to travel to his father's residence from Bowman's house, he would not have had enough time to prepare and plant the revolver.
Nathan arrived at his dad's house, and working backwards from there, we were able to show that he left the house literally, you know, seconds after the shooting happened.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.